Welcome to the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm Chrissy Crash, a former smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhappy bartender, transformed into a roller derby athlete, runner, and fitness coach. Each week, I'll bring you an insightful guest or lesson learned from my own perfectly imperfect life to help you uncover how to create more love, light, joy, and health in your everyday experience despite the chaos and challenges. I believe that life is a contact sport. Let the games begin.
Do you want to elevate your game on the track in 12 weeks or less, guaranteed? Yeah, I said it. If I could help you get fitter, faster, stronger, and more confident on the track while having more joy, self-confidence, and love in your life outside the track in just 12 weeks guaranteed, would you be interested? Well, click the link in the show notes to learn more. What's up, my friends? Chrissy Crash here. Welcome to another episode of the Chrissy Crash Podcast, and I am super excited for today's episode. You know why? Because I'm inviting you to come play roller derby in Costa Rica. Yep, down here with the monkeys and all of our roller derby friends and top skaters from around the world, amazing coaches. It's happening in 2025, and I am so excited about it. So I wanted to share a quick podcast about how did we get here? What is Derby in Paradise? How can you get involved? So let's do it. Once upon a time, for those of you guys that don't know me in general, I started playing roller derby in 2006. I played in Orange County. I played flat track for Orange County Demolition Divas, moved on to play bank track with the LA Derby Dolls, three-peat championship with the Tough Cookies. Thank you very much. We crushed it. And during our time with the LA Derby Dolls, we were in maybe a lot of leagues. You guys can, you know, relate to this. We really struggled with having a place for our track, especially with a bank track. It's very hard to find a space big enough to house that thing, to put the bleachers. And in downtown Los Angeles, also very expensive. So I remember there being this time when I had first started, you know, building my own business. And I was talking with one of my mentors and he's like, what would like your dream life be? And I was like, I want to live by the beach and own a roller derby track. Like, that's what I wanted, because I wanted a place where all my friends could come skate that couldn't get taken away from us. I knew I wanted to live by the beach and surf. And so I've kind of always had this dream in my head. But I mean, the reality is, number one, I never expected that I was going to ever live in Costa Rica. Couldn't have pointed it out to you on a map 5 years ago. I probably thought it was like an island. It's not an island, in case you thought it was an island. But I never would have imagined it would be here. And especially like in LA, that would have been a bajillion dollars to try to find a space for a track. So like I had this dream, but there was really no way that that dream could happen. So fast forward, I played some bank track, went on to play flat track with Angel City Derby, went to some WFTD championships with them, did some amazing things. And then after a while, you know, I started to wind down a little bit. I stopped playing quite so competitively. I had this, you know, crash course had been up and running, and I had this fire under my ass where I was like, I think it's time to sell my shit and travel the world. And so I was sitting on a porch in Cuba, drinking a Cuba Libre, overlooking, oh my gosh, why can't I think of the beautiful, amazing city in Cuba? My brain's not working. But anyways, I was sitting in Cuba. I was going to say Bogota, but that is definitely not, that is in Colombia, not Cuba. Havana, that's where I was. Thank you, brain. Havana. I was in Havana overlooking everything. And I got this download that was like, sell your shit and travel. And this was like early 2019. It was February 2019. And I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. It's time. It's time to do that. I can do crash course from anywhere. I can help skaters from anywhere. And so I spent the next 4 months selling everything I owned, paring down my entire life into one 70 liter backpack and my dog Brisket. And I sold everything else, got rid of everything, car, apartment. I had this amazing idea where I was like, how would be the easiest way to get rid of everything I owned? And I was like, what if someone just bought everything I owned at once? And I found someone that was like, I will purchase everything in your apartment and move into it, which was awesome because I didn't have to move anything. But so I had to figure out, okay, well, if I'm selling my shit, I'm traveling the world, what's my game plan? So my game plan was like, I would probably go to a couple different places every 3 months
And so my plan was to start in this place called Cyprus because I wanted to go get a tattoo from this tattoo artist there. Then I would go to the Canary Islands because that was the furthest south part of Europe where I feel like it would be the warmest around September, October. Come home for the holidays, go to Costa Rica for 3 months, and then maybe go travel back to Europe. So I get started on this venture. And fast forward, we end up, you know, I end up landing in Costa Rica in January 8th of 2020. And, you know, hopped on this tiny little plane in Costa Rica, landed on this teeny little airstrip in the middle of nowhere, got in a taxi that was basically just a van with like a piece of cardboard that had taxi on it with a Sharpie. And I ended up in Costa Rica and I was in Santa Teresa and I ended up staying. And then I moved on to Nosara where I am now. But what happened was, you know, COVID happened. And it was like, well, shit, I just sold everything I own. Like there's nowhere for me to go back to. So I'll just wait out this pandemic in Costa Rica. It can't take that long, right? Maybe a couple months, whatever. And they were closing the border. So you had to either get in or get out or stay. And so I stayed. And over this time, I had like intuitive hits of like, go do this, go do that. And one morning I wake up and I hear, you know, go buy some property in Costa Rica. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I did. And long story short, I ended up building a house here. And I ended up with a friend of mine getting an incredible deal on this piece of property where I had, as I was here in Costa Rica, I was thinking, if I'm going to stay here in this dirt town, I should backwards to this before the property buying part. I was like, if I'm going to stay in this dirt town, I have a pair of roller skates. All the roads are dirt. Like, where am I going to play roller derby? Like, there's no one that plays roller derby except in San Jose, 7 hours away. And I started thinking, what if I could build a roller rink in Costa Rica? Land was really cheap here. It was like construction was really cheap. I was like, oh my God, I think I could do this. And I started thinking like, well, what if I could bring all my friends to play roller derby with me in Costa Rica? Because in my town, nobody really knows how to play roller derby except for my one friend, Terry. Terry, if you're listening to this, I love you. She comes every season. But the two of us can't play roller derby together. So I fly in and out of Nosara to San Jose and play with my team in San Jose. But it's still really far away, right? So I was like, I think I want to build a roller rink here in Costa Rica because I want to be able to do two things. One, I would love to have all of my roller derby friends, you, AKA, from all over the world come down and play roller derby with me. And two, I want to share this beautiful place with people. It's like so cool. So the idea of getting to come to the middle of nowhere, play roller derby, bring in top coaches from around the world to train is my master plan. And then over time, I hope the people of my town see the roller derby happening and then they want to play. And then my master plan is to start a league here in Nosara. So this is my master plan because I've heard that if you build it, they will come. So that's how we've gotten to this point of it was something I always wanted to do. Now, the cool thing about doing it here is that I also really want to give back to the community of Nosara. Where I live is called Playa Guiones, and then there's Nosara Town. And there's this very big gap between like white wealth and then sort of local situations. And I really want to create a space where people can come together, where it's not like these people are over here and these people are over here. Gringos are over here, Ticos are over here. I want to create something where people can come together. And I really feel like roller skating is a really cool way to do that. So we'll have, for the community throughout the year, we'll have fun roller disco nights. I want to create a program to help girls, young girls learn how to skate. And basically my goal is to use this as a way to, you know, give back to the community here in Nosara. So the times that you guys are not here playing roller derby, that's what we'll be doing. But the times that you are here, we will be showing this town what is roller derby. And I'm just so excited for it. And it's going to be incredible. So my plan is essentially to run I'm making this up as I go along, you guys. Feel free to give me feedback. My plan is to run sort of like 4 bigger events a year. I'm thinking like 100 people each. Because here's what I'm thinking. If you had 4 teams of 15, that's like 60, right? 4 teams of 15 is 60. And then that leaves room for maybe like 30 for ref crews. And then 10 for whatever else. Some spectators, some of those kinds of things. So I think around 100 is probably a good idea. And what we'll do is we'll split them up. We'll have a beginners an intermediate, and an advanced. So each event will be different and split up. Think RollerCon in Central America, but much smaller and separated by ability, essentially. And so we'll do scrimmages, and we'll bring in each event. We'll have some top coaches that come down. So they'll be coming down for beginners, but maybe we'll be working a little bit more on some of the skills, some of the basics of scrimmaging. For intermediate, maybe some of those higher level skills. For advanced level skills. So you'll get to come down and meet these amazing coaches, get trained by them, scrimmage in the middle of the jungle. Plus, we'll be bringing in yoga teachers. We'll have yoga classes in the morning, breath work, all of this fun stuff. And it'll work a lot like RollerCon does, where like you can get a ticket to the event. And then there's so many different kinds of places that you can stay in Nosara that you guys will get to choose your own adventure. If you want to stay somewhere super cheap, that's like lower budget, and then just do the roller derby stuff, cool. If you're someone who's like, oh, but I also want to like go on an ATV tour, and I want to go surfing, and I want to do a zip line, and I want to stay in a super nice place, like we'll have everything set up for you so that whatever sort of your budget is and how you want to go, you'll have access to all the resources to do all that fun stuff too. And I mean, obviously we'll have a derby party here or there, take over one of the local hotels, all come in and dance our faces off. And it's going to be incredible. And I'm just so excited. So we'll have a beginner, an intermediate, and an advanced. I also would like to do potentially a sevens tournament as well as the fourth event. I think that would be a super fun thing to come down here and do. I know I'm putting together my little Crash Course Sevens tournament team. I'm so excited. But that's it. It's going to be a super fun way to just do something outside the box. Come and travel for roller derby. Come see a beautiful place in Nosara in Central America. We'll also likely have a day if you guys want to come and help out and teach some of the local girls to roller skate, being able to do things like that. Also like a sort of like a volunteer skate day. So yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. I'm excited to give this to the roller derby community. I am excited to give this to the community here in Nosara. So if you are excited to join, if you're like, okay, Chrissy Crash, I'm in. I want to come and roller skate in Costa Rica. How do we do this thing? I will put a link in the show notes for you to get on the waiting list. I'll tell you right now, I think we have about 400 people on the waiting list for this thing. Where we are in the process right now, I've bought the land, I've got the permits, I have the plans. I actually just met with a contractor today. So, I mean, we're literally building a piece of concrete, a concrete floor, and a roof, and a place to pee, and that's about it. So it's going to be very simple. So it shouldn't take me that long to build. My anticipation is to be finished in December 2024, which means we can run our very first Derby in Paradise get-togethers in 2025. So if you like the idea of coming down to play roller derby here in Costa Rica with your friends, meet new friends, make new friends, pet a monkey, probably not pet a monkey. I've actually never pet a monkey. They're not super into getting pet, just so you know. They usually stay up in the trees. But go ahead and get yourself on the waiting list. And as soon as I have more concrete dates on exactly when this thing will be finished, we will launch the beginner, intermediate, and advanced dates as well as the sevens tournament for next year. So super excited about this. So excited again to just create this fun new thing for the roller derby community and for the community here in Nosara. If you're excited about this, please share this podcast with your friends so they know what's happening. Get yourself on the waiting list, and then I will keep the waiting list people posted first when dates and everything open up. And that's it, because you know what, my friends? Life is a contact sport. And she who hits most of her friends in Central America in the middle of the jungle on a track wins. All right, I love you. Thanks for joining me for another week of the Chrissy Crash podcast. I'll see you later.